Last July, floodwaters devastated a manufactured home community in Berlin. The Berlin Mobile Home Park, which hugs the Stevens branch of the Winooski River, filled up like a bowl. The park had seen flooding before, but never like this. Dozens of homes were destroyed and their inhabitants scattered. Nearly 1 year later, much about the fate of that park and the people who lived there remains in limbo. Reporter Carly Berlin has the story.
Last spring, Corinne Cooper planted a garden around her manufactured home at the Berlin Mobile Home Park.
I had rhubarb and onions and stuff out behind the shed.
Cooper moved here in 2021 after a divorce. She'd lived in her last home in town for over 30 years. She expected her stay at the park to be brief as she got back on her feet. The garden was a gesture toward putting down roots, but she never got to watch it grow.
So I'll never know how well it would have gone.
That's because in July of 2023, floodwaters ripped through this park. Cooper's home filled with water, and her little garden got buried in mud. She evacuated but kept tabs from afar.
I had seen the drone footage that showed water up to the windows, and I didn't know if it had already come down at that point. So not being able to get in for a few days, that was really hard.
She hasn't lived here since. These days, her old home is gone.
All you see is my shed and the porch that's dumped up.
But the park is far from a ghost town. Some of her old neighbors' flooded out homes are still here, frozen in time. But there are also signs of construction. Some small apartments nestled among the manufactured homes appear to have been recently rehabbed. New-looking homes were stationed outside the park's entrance. In early June, a truck started pouring concrete. All of this work, it's raising alarm bells for officials. And it's worried Cooper, because she and many of this park's former residents are adamant about one thing. No one should ever live here again.
It's just really devastating to think of anybody being down here because it's going to happen again. It's just a matter of when.
Many manufactured home communities across Vermont face degrees of flood risk. Many were built before regulations were in place that would have prevented them from existing where they do. For a handful, that danger hit home last summer. But the devastation at the Berlin Mobile Home Park stood out as some of the most widespread and dramatic. According to a 2023 report by University of Vermont researchers, all of the park's 32 homes sat inside what's called the floodway.
That's where we would expect flooding to happen.
Kelly Hamshaw is one of the report's authors. She says the floodway is the highest risk designation given by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, riskier even than the so-called 100-year floodplain.
It just means that that's where the river is going to expand and go in any of these heavy storm events.
And in Berlin, building in the floodway and the broader floodplain, it comes with special rules to make sure homes are safe to live in and that development in one place doesn't increase the risk of flooding somewhere else. The town thinks the owner of the Berlin Mobile Home Park is breaking those rules. In June, it filed a lawsuit. Here's Tor Nelson, the acting town administrator.
As terrible as it was, you know, for all the residents at the park last July, we were in fact lucky that nobody lost their life. And that's what we're trying to protect here.
The owner of the park, Randy Rouleau, has not responded to repeated interview requests. But in a court filing, his lawyer argues that he should be grandfathered in under the town's floodplain building rules and notes that Rouleau is losing $20,000 each month he isn't able to restore the park. The court has ordered Rouleau to pump the brakes on construction for now. The next hearing in the case is set for July 11th, 1 year after the park was devastated by the flood. State officials have said they plan to strongly encourage Rouleau to consider a buyout. That's when governments purchase flood-prone properties and prevent future building there. Hamshaw from UVM thinks that would be the right choice.
Now's the time, right? Folks are already displaced. We can try to give the river more room to breathe where it already has been, and that'll help communities further downstream.
That's the outcome many of the park's former residents want. But removing homes from Vermont's already tight housing market, that only puts further strain on the state's limited housing stock. And it doesn't help people who lost their homes in last summer's flooding and are still trying to find somewhere to live.
But yeah, so most of the furnishings...
Like Corinne Cooper. She's currently living in a temporary apartment in Barrie, funded by FEMA. It's full of things she managed to salvage from her flooded home, like a single drawer from her old teacher's desk, which was otherwise ruined, and a charcoal drawing of horses from a neighbor of her grandmother's when she was a little girl.
So, like, I'm really glad that I didn't lose certain stuff, but it's kind of sad that it's just kind of tucked waiting for life to begin again.
Cooper can stay here till January, but she has to meet with FEMA workers every month to talk about her progress looking for new housing. And that progress has been grinding. She wants to stay in Berlin. It's her community. She runs the Historical Society and served as assistant town clerk for nearly a decade.
That's where, you know, our family has put on chess tournaments and game nights.
These days, she works at the UVM Extension office in town. Her search for a home keeps coming up short.
I want a home, an affordable home. Where I have a decent job, I should be able to afford a home. That was the plan. I don't want the flood to take that away from me.
Recently, Cooper decided to buy some flour and vegetable starters for her temporary place. It took her a little while to get over that hump. All she could think about was her old garden, caked in mud. It was one little step, one way of moving forward. For Vermont Public, I'm Carly Berlin.
That was Report for America core member Carly Berlin. Carly covers housing and infrastructure for VT Digger in Vermont Public.